of Jungle Jim. Last week, Bhutan was shot and slightly injured by Shanghai Lil while she and Jungle Jim were holding him a prisoner in his own hut. The sound of gunfire attracted the attention of Bhutan's men. And while the natives were breaking down the door, Jungle Jim escaped through a rear window without being seen, taking with him a key to the hut in which Peter Hawkins and his son Ronnie were confined. Jim rejoined Myra Trent in the jungle, where they hid until nightfall. Then both returned to the camp, hoping to release the prisoners and capture the wily prince, Bhutan. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. While Jungle Jim Bradley cautiously approaches the guard outside Bhutan's door, there is a dramatic scene taking place within the hut. Bhutan has just announced to Shanghai Lil that unless she marries him, she will be shot as a spy. Without hesitation, Lil slaps him.
So, that is your answer. Then you die.
I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man in the world, Bhutan.
You have made your choice, Miss Devril. Perhaps if you die slowly, you will change your mind.
I've heard your threats before. I'm not afraid of you. The authorities will be here within a week.
That is where you are mistaken, Miss Devril. Perhaps you will act differently when I tell you that his slave Kolu failed. He now lies dead in Dumba Pass.
Oh, that's another one of your lies.
It is true, Miss Devril. My men had orders to send native runners back if they were unsuccessful. You didn't think I was going to stay here and wait to be captured, did you?
You think of everything, don't you, Prince?
I have found that it is better to take precautions.
But you've overlooked one person, Jungle Jim Bradley.
Jungle Jim Bradley shall meet the same fate all others have faced. I believed him dead once and left Dumba Pass unguarded. That will never happen again. No one shall leave this territory alive. The tiger's claw has spoken. Enter, slave.
Perhaps that was your messenger, Bhutan. Sounds as though he was in trouble.
Silence, Miss Devril. Enter, slave.
Well, why don't you go to the door and find out what happened to him? Or are you afraid?
I fear nothing. You will stay here, Miss Devril.
Well, I don't wish you any bad luck, Prince, but I hope somebody takes a shot at you.
I will attend to you later.
Well, I wonder what that yell meant.
Josh, there I go. Oh, we have to see what was going on. Wait. Oh, Jim, you're a fool to come here now. Bhutan's outside looking for you. He heard you.
I had to knock the guard out. You'll probably find him, too. Give me your hand, Liz. I'm coming in.
All right. Here you are.
Oh,
you're crazy.
No. Let's get this window down, and we can talk.
I'm bound to come back here and find you.
You won't be here for a few minutes, Lil. I threw a heavy stick into the jungle. He heard it land and thought it was somebody getting away. Lil, it's time for us to strike.
But I thought you wanted to wait until Kohler returns with Doc Carter.
It isn't necessary. I've been doing some looking around, and I know that Bhutan has less men in camp now than he's ever had.
Well, what's your plan?
Well, I'll hide here, behind that door over there.
Uh-huh.
Now, when Bhutan comes back, you act as if nothing had happened.
And you'll jump him?
Right. And this time, we'll tie him hand and foot. Then we can free Hawkins and his son Ronnie.
Okay, Jim. It's a good plan if it'll work.
Of course it will. Well, say, I've got some good news for you.
Yeah?
That Ronnie Hawkins is sane again.
He is?
Uh-huh. The beating Bhutan gave him brought him back to his senses.
You mean that he's perfectly normal?
That's right, Lil. Now, there'll be five of us, all armed. And that means we can...
Five? Who's the fifth?
Why, Myra Trent, of course.
I see. You're bound to drag her into this.
Listen, Lil, we're in a dangerous spot. Forget your dislike of Myra Trent.
Every time I say anything about that dame, you defend her.
Of course I do. She's a fine girl, and I like her a lot.
You don't have to tell me how much you like her. It's as plain as the nose on your face. You're in love with her.
I'm not in love with anyone. Anyway, this is no time to talk nonsense. We're in a tight spot, Lil. Bhutan will be back here in a minute.
I don't care if he comes back and brings the whole camp with him. You're making a fool of yourself over that girl.
You're the one that's been making a fool of yourself, Lil.
Bradley, I hate you.
Well, we'll go into that when we get out of here.
We'll go into that right now.
Oh, listen. What was that?
Bhutan, he's coming back. Whisk him. Hide.
Now, listen, Lil. He's ready to grab his gun when I jump on him.
What was that?
While Bhutan was searching outside the hut where Jim and Lil were planning his capture, Myra Trent appeared at the window of the hut where Peter Hawkins and his son Ronnie were imprisoned.
Mr. Hawkins.
Who's there?
Myra Trent.
You're all right, Miss Trent. I was afraid you were hurt.
Oh, I'm all right, Mr. Hawkins. Jungle Jim, please.
Good old Jim.
Listen, I've got something for you.
Wait, Miss Trent. Wait. I've got a little surprise for you, too. Ronnie.
Yes, Father.
Miss Trent, I want you to meet my son, Dr. Ronald Hawkins.
How do you do, Miss Trent?
Oh, Ronnie, you're all right. You know who you are.
Yes, Miss Trent.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad.
Ronnie, Miss Trent was your nurse for a while. She took care of you before you came into the jungle.
I'm very grateful, Miss Trent. I can't remember much of what happened in all those years.
I know, of course you can't. Now I've got some good news for both of you.
Oh, what is it?
We're getting out of here.
You mean to say that help is coming?
We're not sure about that, but we're not going to wait. We're going to try to escape tonight.
Blimey. Is Jimmy here with you?
He's down on the other side of Bhutan's hut. Here, take this, Mr. Hawkins.
A key?
It's the key to this cell.
Yep.
Jim said to tell you not to use it yet. To wait until he gives the signal.
Good old Jim, I knew he'd do it.
Ronnie, boy, we're going out of here.
When Jim's ready, he'll give you a signal or send me to you. He's going to try and capture Bhutan first. Then he'll get guns and come for us.
Is that going to happen tonight, Miss Trent?
Probably in a few minutes. Jim said we should be out of here before morning.
I knew Jim would do it. Someone's coming.
I've got to get away. It might be Bhutan or one of the guards. Remember what Jim said. Don't use the key yet.
We'll wait until we hear, Miss Trent.
Who's there?
Ronnie, it's him. Hold on. Get out of sight, Ronnie. Get out of sight.
Who are you talking to, Mr. Hawkins?
There's no one here, Bhutan. Only poor Ronnie lying there unconscious.
So there was someone here.
I didn't see.
You lie, Mr. Hawkins. I'll be back to take care of you later.
Stop! Stop, where I shoot! No! No! I see her, Mr. Hawkins. Stop!
He shot her. A murdering rat.
A short time later, after firing at Myra Trent, Bhutan sent a guard to search for her and then returned to his hut.
Jim, Bhutan's coming back.
Be ready, Lil.
There is now one less, Mr. Breeder.
Well, what do you mean by that, Bhutan?
That was your friend, Miss Trent, who was outside. You will not bother us again.
You shot her?
Yes. And she has gone into the jungle to die, just as you are about to die.
Bhutan, you're a cold-blooded murderer. I'd like to have the pleasure of killing you.
You have not changed your mind, Miss Vril.
What do you mean?
You forget I have offered you the choice of marriage or death once.
Oh, I heard you.
If you care to change your mind now, I might accept.
Oh, yes? Now get this and get it straight, Bhutan. I'd rather die a thousand deaths than marry you. You're not even a man. You're a yellow rat.
Oh, you continue your insults. Perhaps this will treat you.
Oh.
A little of your own medicine will be good for you.
Why, you coward.
You'll need a good beating, and I'm going to give it to you.
if you want to fight Bhutan, I'll give you what you're looking for.
Don't you give Bradley?
Yes, and see how you like this, you rat.
Bradley, you'll die for this.
Not before I've given you the thrashing you'll remember the rest of your life. Come on, get up, you. And
Bradley, wait, let's talk this over.
Okay, by me, but answer me this first, you...
Stand guard!
Oh, no, you don't, Bouton. There. When you get up, there's more waiting for you. Lil, are you all right?
Yes.
Here. Here, let me help you up.
Wait, Jim. Please. Well, I'll be all right in a minute. Well, what happened to Bouton?
There he is on the floor. Take a look at him.
You knocked him out?
Yeah. When he comes to, he's got more coming. I've been waiting for a long time for a chance like this, Lil. And when he hit you, I just saw red.
My jaw feels as if it was broken in three places. Boy, what a caveman he turned out to be.
Well, you feeling better now?
Don't worry about me, Jim. Give me a hand.
All right. Come on. That's the girl. Oh. Come on, Lil. Sit down here for a minute.
Jim.
What?
Shouldn't we tie him up?
Oh, no, don't worry about him. He'll be out for half an hour.
Martha.
Oh, Guna.
You have killed him.
Guna, come back here.
Oh, he got away, Jim. He'll bring the natives. You better go after him.
Oh, it's no use, Lil. We can't catch him. We've got a few minutes before he can bring help.
Jim, I've just thought of something.
What?
Bouton told me that he had arranged for a runner to return if his men failed to catch Kolu.
Yes?
Guna was in charge of the searchers.
Well, that means they failed. Then Kolu got through.
And Carr says we'll be on his way by tomorrow.
Oh, he can take care of the mopping up, Lil. We're going to leave here with Bouton tonight. Get a gun from the rack and hold Bouton. I'm going out in three horses.
Not so fast, Jungle Jim Bradley.
Bouton!
Jim, what's up with that?
So you thought you'd take me back tonight, did you, Bradley?
Put down that gun, Bouton.
I am the one who is issuing orders now, Bradley.
Why, you...
Bouton get the best of Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil, or will they succeed in overpowering him again? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the antics of Skippy, the mischievous adventures of the Katzenjammer Kid, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Gags and Gals, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.